totally hyped up, stealing the Afikoman shirt. I was up late last night trying to put the finishing touches on these Maamar Komos, and there's a lot more. I'll be honest, there's definitely a lot more to the sugya than even you have in front of you. But as I made my way upstairs to my bedroom, I peeked in on my children, and I said to myself, my children can be able to say about their father one day. They can say, my daddy defended the children in the Minhag Yisrael of stealing up your home. So I want to take a look together and try to understand something which many, many Gedolim and Tzaddikim questioned for a variety of reasons on a variety of levels. But I think we have a very important obligation to try to mekayim this Minhag in a very significant way. Obviously, when you talk about Pesach, there's a lot of tension leading up to Pesach. A lot of preparation, a lot of achana. We spoke about the achana, we spoke about the intensity of the Leil HaSeder leading up to it. But in many ways, you come to the Seder, right? And like I mentioned probably a week ago or so from the Netziv, the idea is that when you finally get to the Seder, you have to just sit back and enjoy. You can't be paranoid anymore that maybe I didn't do this enough, maybe I didn't do that enough. We said the difference between some of the Gedolim on the morning after Pesach was that if you met the Netziv on the morning after the Seder, he said it was a Gevaldik night, so many opportunities, so many mitzvahs. Right? If you met the Maril Diskin in the street on the night after Pesach, the Sfarim bringer, Baruch Bar Leibowitz, brings in his biography, or they bring in the biography of Baruch Bar Leibowitz. You met the Maril Diskin, Gevaldik. You met certain other well-known Brisker personalities the morning after the Seder, and they said, oh, maybe the matzah, not enough matzah, maybe not enough wine, maybe not kosher enough, maybe not. But the Netziv says, you have to, yes, there's a lot of tension leading up to the Seder. Once you get there, you have to just enjoy it and try to make the most of it. But the truth is, at the Seder itself, there's also a very tense moment. And where does that begin? It begins in source number one. Orach Chaim, Simen Tafai, and Gimel. The halach is very clear. You did Kaddish, Orchatz, Karpas, you're ready for Yachatz. V'yikach matzah emtzeis. V'yiv te'en el eshtayim. You break the middle matzah into two. V'yitein chatzil le'echon me'am esubin le'shomra. And you give that piece, the larger piece, which will be saved for Afikoman. You wrap it up. You put it tachas hamapa. Put it either under the tablecloth. Maybe you wrap it in a cloth. Some people put it on their shoulders. Some people dance around the house with it. All sorts of different things. But you give it to one of the people at the table, the shomra, to guard it. To guard the Afikoman. To guard the Afikoman. What are you guarding the Afikoman from? Who are you guarding the Afikoman from? Who's trying to take your Afikoman? It's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch that someone might be trying to take your Afikoman. And therefore you need to guard the Afikoman. The Baal HaBayis has to guard his Afikoman. Who is he guarding it from? He's guarding it from the children, of course. Because the Minhag Yisrael, in so many homes, so many Jewish homes, is that the children try to steal the Afikoman. And yet the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to be on guard. And this is the tension that even at the Netziv, who says you have to come to the Seder and just let it be, right? But once the Afikoman gets rolling, there's tremendous tension. I not only this year have to guard the Afikoman for my children, I'm going to be having my Seder with my brother Josh, and I'm positive that he'll be working diligently to steal my Afikoman, and I have to do, and he will demand a very large sum, and he will want to collect on it. So I have to be on the Baal HaBayis has to guard the Afikoman. But of course, no matter how much the Baal HaBayis tries to guard the Afikoman, right, he tries to hide it in his pillow, put it somewhere else. The kids always find the Afikoman, they always steal it. And then they demand a ransom for the Afikoman. Now, there were many great Gedolim who were very not into this practice. Very, very greatly discouraged the practice of stealing the Afikoman. And one of the ideas that's brought, if you look in the Gemara, Brachos and Daf Hamad Beis, in source number 2, that when a person gets involved with stealing, even if it could be malamit zchus and give a heter to steal the Afikoman, but what's that going? What are the ramifications going to be for the rest of the year? Meaning, we encourage our children to steal, even if this is a moment where stealing, so to speak, is acceptable. But are we going to arouse within that child the desire to be a thief? The Gemara in Brachos uses an expression: "Hainu de amri inchi, baser ganva ganu v'taim atayim." Explains Rashi: "Baser ganva ganu hagonev min aganov." Even if you steal from a ganav, meaning the ganav deserves it, and you feel like I'm not doing anything wrong by stealing from the one who himself is a great thief, afu toim tam ganeva. But you taste a little bit of the taste, right? Mayim ganuvim yim taku, like it says, that stolen water tastes sweet. When a person gets involved in theft, even again, if we could be malamit zchus on it, But what happens? You're training your children to be thieves. They're getting a taste of something which is be'etzem in Isser. And therefore there were many gedolim who felt that to train a child in stealing, dafka to use the lashon of stealing afikoman, we'll see, some use the more gentle lashon, but to steal the afikoman, it's a very dangerous path to lead a young and impressionable child down. In the Atar Lamelech from Rav Pam, we have a sefer from Rav Pam. Rav Pam was a Rosh Hashiva and Torah Vadas. And the sefer Atar Lamelech, you don't have it in front of you, he has a long mimer on page 117 to 119. And the mimer is called Isser Geneva Derech Schok, the severity of stealing even as a joke. And Rav Pam, who was a tremendous, tremendous Baal Midos Tovos, Rav Pam says, people are very, very much nichshal in this. People sometimes steal from their friends as a joke. Rebbeim sometimes take away things from their students as a joke. Parents will sometimes tease their own children as a joke to the point that they burst into tears, Rav Pam says. And he says it's a terrible thing. Stealing, even as a joke, it's clear in the Gemara, it's clear in the Halacha, that it's also to do such a thing. There's no heter to do such a thing, even as a joke. So Halachas Kam V'Kam, you steal the Afikoman. And it's not a joke. The kid's demanding a prize. I want something, or you're not getting the Afikoman back. This is how we want to train our children on a night of Amunah, a night of Chinuch Habanim V'Igadta Levincha. This is what we want to instill within our children. It's a very difficult minhag to understand. So I want to show you a whole list of great tzaddikim and gedolei hadoros who were very much opposed to this minhag. I will research this topic very much to find out, because again, we have to defend the minhag, but you also have to know that many gedolim spoke out against it for very valid reasons. In the Makor Chaim, in source number 4, the Makor Chaim is an interesting sefer. It's by the author of the Chavos Yair, Shalos Tshuvas Chavos Yair, Rav Yair Chaim Bachrach. He lived in the 1600s, and he acknowledges that there was such a minhag in his time. But then he says, I'm not sure that I like this minhag. Minhag shatinokos gon v'nafikomen hu l'chavev ha-mitzvah. There's no question it creates a certain excitement on the Seder night. For many children, you ask them, what are you looking forward to at the Seder? They'll tell you that this is one of the highlights of the night for them, to try to steal the afikomen. Mikom makom yeshpanim limchos u'levatel ha-minhag. But says v'chavas Yair, in his Makor Chaim, on Or HaChaim, he said, I'm not sure that this is a great minhag. And there's definitely what to discuss in trying to be mevatel this minhag. Because again, the same considerations. You're training a child to steal. Yes, it creates a certain excitement. And we'll see, maybe that's part of what it's about, to keep the kids awake and engaged. But there's plenty of other things to keep them engaged. We do plenty of other interesting and strange things at the Seder to engage the children. So do I really need to encourage them to steal? He says, Yesh panim limchos ulevatel haminhag. In the Or HaChaim, the Or HaChaim is an important work of Minhagim. Or HaChaim from Spinka. Rav Nachman Kahana was an abbasin in Spinka, in source number 5. He quotes from a sefer, Ma'orei Or, where it's bolded. Dimashe gon v'matinokos afikom min mitachas hakise. He says, this is hu badoi v'hevel. He says, this is nonsense. This is a ridiculous thing. Uvagoyim nishma sheyehudim lomdim yaldehem lignov zeichel yisiyas mitzrayim v'yinatzu. The non-Jews are going to find out that this is what Jews train their children to do on their so-called very holy night. They try to train their children to steal, and to zecher to what? It's a zecher, perhaps, to, like the Pasuk says in Shemos Parakut Beis, v'yinatzles Mitzrayim, that the Jews emptied out Mitzrayim. We took everything from Mitzrayim. So we're training our children. Yeah, you have to take away from other people. This is going to be a terrible chil Hashem. And therefore he says, Al-Kain ha-moneya mishubach. He calls it a minhag badoi v'hevel. It's made up, it's nonsense, it's silliness. And the more that you can convince people not to engage in this minhag, the better it'll be for Klal Yisrael. It's mamish kalita, the terrible, terrible tzaras for the Jewish people. And if the Goyim find out that this is what Klal Yisrael are involved in on the Seder night. In the Agadah Shal Pesach Mibeis Levi, a brisker Agadah, in the Kovetz of Safos, it brings up page 75, in source number 6, that Rav Chaim Brisker also was very not in favor of this minhag. Lo hayanicha haminhag shakatanim chotvan avikomen me'aviyam. Vayamanicho b'makom ha-meshumar achas achilaso. Uperish d'mishum kach. He says, for that very reason, if you look at the simanim of the Seder, it refers to achilas matzah, achilas avikomen as, what? How do we refer to it? Which step is it? Tafun. Tafun means what? Lomar, shafikomen ta'un shmira v'hatzpan. The afikomen needs to be hidden, not taken by some kid and hidden in his sock drawer, but has to be guarded. It has to be protected. We'll see a little bit later in the shir why, for halachic considerations, Rav Chaim Brisker felt this way. But Rav Chaim Brisker was not fond at all of this minhag that the children run off at the afikomen. Afikomen needs to be guarded, like we saw in the opening Shulchan Aruch. Afikomen must be protected and watched over. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in the Halicha Shlomo, in source number 7, he writes in the footnotes, "Bebeis Rabbeinu lo nagu kein." In Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's home, this was not the practice. This is not the practice. But Amar Rabbeinu, "Daho ven ishtabish befi abrios habitoi legneivas afikomen." Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, again, a person of such sensitivity. The fact that people call it stealing the afikomen, stealing? Since when do we encourage stealing? Eich nargilas atinokos legneiva. Not only that, ulkabalas schar al kach nog. You give the kid a prize for stealing? I'm so proud of you for stealing. You stole, you know, Zaidi's afikomen at the Seder. You deserve a bigger reward. What kind of message is that? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, first of all, didn't have such a practice in his home. And he says more than that. If you do have such a minhag, he's not into it, but if you have such a minhag, v'anoyim kein tov shiyizharu l'chanoisa, you should refer to it, you should call it by the kinoi, by the name of what? Not geneva safikomen, call it chatifa safikomen. Well, grabbing, taking, stealing. Stealing is not shy to talk about. To train the children to steal on the Seder night. And likewise, in the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Haggadah from Art Scroll, the English edition, Rav Shlomo Zalman would not allow the children in his house to steal the afikomen. An oral tradition from Rav Yosef Shchub, citing Rav Shlomo Zalman's son, Rav Baruch Auerbach. So you're seeing so many gedolim, so many poskim, in the Orchos Rabbeinu from the Stipler, source number 9. The base Moiri v'Rabbi Zatzal, ha'yaladim lo chotru ha'safikomen. The Stipler didn't have the practice. The Chazon Ish didn't have the practice. This is actually very cute. In source number 7, the Chazon Ish Haggadah, the English Chazon Ish Haggadah, the afikomen was not stolen at the Seder of the Chazon Ish. The Stipler explained that such behavior trivializes true stealing. On one occasion it was stolen, so the Chazon Ish asked his sister to give him a piece of the stolen afikomen. Once a member of the family stole the afikomen and asked the Chazon Ish to bless him in exchange for the afikomen. So even though the Chazon Ish said, "You're not allowed to steal at our table," someone said, I'm not going to... steal the Chazon Ish's afikomen and get a bracha from the Chazon Ish. So I don't pass that to the Chazon Ish. So he stole his afikomen and he demanded a bracha in exchange for the afikomen. But by the Stipler, by the Chazon Ish, by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it's brought in other recently printed Haggadahs. The minhag is not to steal the afikomen. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, so many gedolim. Rav Chaim Brisker, so many gedolim. And if you look at Sefer Chassidus, you'll assume maybe Pnimius HaTorah, there's a different Mahalach in this whole thing. And yet you find by many Sifrei Chassidus, by many Haggadahs, I look through many, you find that many are in fact not in favor of this minhag. In the Otzer Minhagei Chabad, in Source 11, a very, very worthwhile sefer to look at, Rav Yeshua Munshein, so he writes, "Ein Nogin B'chatifa Safi Komen B'Beis Harav." By the Admor HaZake, by the Alter Rebbe, and presumably by many other Lubavitcher Rebbes, this was not the minhag to grab chatifas afikomen, to grab the afikomen. By Munkach, in Source 12, the Darkei Chaim B'Shalom, right? We saw that sefer yesterday. He told us that the Rimanover ate how many matzahs?
Was it 12? He ate 22.
He said 22. Oh, okay. The Munkach just said 22. I mean, three traditions. Did the Tzvi Hirsch of Rimanov eat 18 matzahs? Did he eat 22 matzahs? Did he eat 48 matzahs? By the Nila Sachak. Okay, we should all be zoch. So in the Munkacher also, based on Kabbalistic reasons, I cut out the rest of the paragraph. But if you look over there, it was Tavkuf Tzadi Zayin in the Minhagi Lel Pesach from the Darkei Chaim Mishalom. He gives a whole arichus in Kabbalah. I had no idea what it was talking about, based on Chochma and Bina and Das and putting the Afikomen away and making sure it doesn't come out too soon. A very, very deep Kabbalistic explanation. So don't tell me that in Pnimius HaTorah stealing afikomen is recommended. The Munkacher said, "Dikteg ma'od shachelak minayachatz shehutz na afikomen lo yotziu lachutz mimakomo." The afikomen is not allowed to leave the table, and I don't need some kid running around the house with the afikomen. I'm putting it behind his stuffed toys or some girl's dolls. Rakei munach ben akarim at shas safa. It goes into the pillow and it stays in the pillow. That was the practice of the Munkacher, and again, he has a whole arichus al pi Kabbalah as to why that is so. So if you have so many people, so many gedolim against it, I don't know, is this like a minhag of modern orthodoxy to steal the afikomen? I don't know. Where did this come from? I know a lot of people, read by a show of hands, how many people here have such a minhag or something to do with this? Okay, so Ruba de Ruba. have such a minhag, or at least have heard of such a minhag, right? Know that many people do such a thing. So, and yet, all the Gedolei HaPoskim, all the Tzaddikei HaDoros, they're all against it. There have to be a few people who are in favor. So the truth is, I give you a few, there are many more. There's an important sefer of minhagim called the Noe Kitzon Yosef, in source 13. And he writes very strongly, Ein levat el minhag, shena'arim goin v'nafikomen, kidei likach eza chevetz me'avim shi'achzru lehem afikomen. He says very strongly, this is a minhag, and you should not be mevatel it. I know there are people who don't like it, and they think perhaps it sends the wrong message, and for a variety of other reasons, it might not be something to consider. But he says, no, it's a minhag Yisrael. We should not be mevatel it. Ki mitoch kach, through this minhag, it keeps the children awake, he says, and it gets them to be engaged in Sipur Yisrael Tzitzrayim. Ba'ben chacham shol, v'yamali Hashem, kol mishaloysev letofa. So he says, and again, it's an important work of minhagim, the Noe Kitzon Yosef, and he says very strongly that we should be careful not to mevatel the minhag. A minhag Yisrael is not something we throw out, we discard so easily. And the truth is, if you go back to the tradition by Chabad, even though in some editions of the Chabad Haggadah it says that there was a minhag by Beis Harav, by the Alter Rebbe, not to have such a minhag, but you do find by certain Rebbes that they had such a minhag, and some even strongly encouraged such a minhag. Back again, in that Sefer, Otzer Minhagei Chabad, in Source 14, it brings from the Rebbe Rayatz, the Friedrich Rebbe. It says, Eich Shapam Chotfa Bito HaBechira Shal Admor Maharash HaFikomen Shol. One time, by the Rebbe Maharash, his oldest daughter grabbed the Afikomen, by Zebekat Nusa, and this was when she was just a little girl. The Kenira Shahayazem Mikra Yotim Erekla. Right? From the way that the Rebbe Rayatz told the story, it seems that this was the exception as opposed to the rule. But the truth is, if you look in the next couple of lines, also there in the Otzer Minhagei Chabad, it says that in fact, the Maharash, the Rebbe Maharash from Lubavitch, Hayachofetz, he desired very greatly, Shiladav Yignivu Esla Afikomen. He wanted the kids to steal the Afikomen. He would encourage them to steal the Afikomen. And it was not a Yotzim in a Klal that his little daughter ran off with his Afikomen. And it says here in Yiddish, the kids were scared. This baby was the Yotzim in a Klal because the kids were scared. If your father's the Maharash from Lubavitch, or Shmuel from Lubavitch, not a pashut thing. Right? The fourth Lubavitch Rebbe, not a pashut thing to be. The Rebbe Maharash was known, they said, by the Rebbe, of all the Lubavitch Rebbes, all seven Rebbes, they say about the Maharash, that he had the most Bal Shem Tov Dika Kochos. He was Mamish, a miracle worker. And had all sorts of... So, you're sitting by his table, he puts the Afikomen into his pillow, or he tucks it under the tablecloth, wrapped up, you're gonna go over and steal it. The kids were scared to do such a thing, but he wanted them to. And one time, his daughter, Devorah Leah, says, had the guts to go over, and she grabbed the matzah. She took the matzah. And what did he do? He gave her a string of beautiful necklace, a string of pearls, as a reward. He said, Ah, Devorah Leah, shkoyach. You stole the Afikomen. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. I had the courage to steal the Afikomen. Okay, so by Chabad, we do find such a minhag. And in Haggadah Sanz, in Source 15, Hayinogin Ligno of Afikomen, by Tzanz, by the Shinover, by the Derechayim, there was such a minhag. And look at the Lashon here. Ukishalo Ganvu Eitzel Arav HaKadosh Mishinov. When the Shinover, when the Divrei Yecheskel of Shinov did not have his Afikomen stolen, Hikpid al Zeba'od, he was very upset. The same way that we just saw a few moments ago, that the Munkatcher was what? Was medactic, he was very precise to make sure no one gets his Afikomen. The Shinover was very upset if someone didn't get his Afikomen. He felt it was a Chov Kadosh, an important Jewish idea, has to happen at every Seder, that someone has to steal the Afikomen. Dafka stealing, he would encourage it, and he was upset if the kids didn't make enough of an effort to do so. But more than any source that I could show you, more than I could show you from Shinov, and from Tzanz, and from some parts of Chabad, and again, many, many others from, probably the most important source is simply the fact that so many Jewish children throughout the world look forward to the Seder to steal the Afikomen. And we know from the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Yud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have it in front of you, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nitla Nevuah Min HaNeviim, V'nitna L'Shotim U'Litinokos, Bava Basra Yud Beis HaMikdash, which means that if Jewish kids are doing something, and they're doing it with Islavus, and if you'll stop a kid on the street and say, what are you looking forward to for Pesach? One of the most exciting parts for a child is stealing the Afikomen and then negotiating a gift. These things are part and parcel of the Seder experience for children. And therefore, if Nevuah, Bizman Azeh, is in the minds and in the hearts of the children, so we have an obligation. The fact that kids do it is the greatest source of all. You don't need more of a source than that to know that this is an important thing that we need to try to understand. So what, in fact, is the source for this Minhag Yisrael? So if you look at the Gemara in Pesachim in source 16, perhaps we can find the Gemara that actually is identified as the source for this holy minhag of stealing the Afikom. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Chotvin Matzos Velele Pesachim, Bishvil Tinokos Shelo Yishnu. We grab matzah on the night of Pesach to keep the children from falling asleep. Great! Grab the matzah! Is that perhaps a reference to stealing the Afikomen? So as much as maybe we'd like to go down that road, we have to see what the Rishonim say. The Rishonim were not so quick to understand the Gemara, Chotvin Matzos B'Leilei Pesachim, as a reference to stealing the Afikomen. If you look in Rashi, over there on this spot, Pesachim Kuf Tesav and Aleph, the Raivin on the Rambam brings two pshatim. In his second pshat, he also says this approach. What does it mean? Chotvin matzos b'leilei pesachim. Magbiin asaka'ara b'shvil tinokos shishalu. Chotvin matzos, he says, first and foremost, might mean you lift up the ka'ara so that the children start to ask. That's what chotvin means. You grab the matzos. Instead of leaving the matzos on the table, you pick them up. Okay. But then Rashi says the second pshat, and this is what the Raivin says as well. V'istam afarish, chotvin matzah, uchlin maher. Grab the matzah means don't schlep the Seder out too much. Eat quickly. Make sure you get to the Seder at a reasonable time. You should start as soon as you can, as soon as it's halachically acceptable to begin the Seder. And you should make sure the Seder has an appropriate pace, that you grab at the matzah, you get to the matzah quickly, you don't get stuck in Magid, right, until it's way after Chatzos. Chotun matzah ochel maher. And he says, this is what I think is perhaps the primary explanation of Chotun matzos b'leilei pesachim. The Rashbam, also there in Arbei Pesachim, quotes Rashi, and then he says, "Veli nira," where it's bolded, "Chotvin misalkin asalecha miyada tinokos." What do you mean, grab the matzah? Not that the kids grab the matzah from their father or grandfather from the Baal Bayis. Rather, just the opposite, says the Rashbam. Rather, you grab the matzah out of the kids' hands. Why? Because what do kids have a tendency to do? They don't plan ahead. Children don't think when they're eating. So the kid's going to be sitting there, and he's going to keep eating, and he's going to keep eating, and he's going to get more and more filled up, and what's going to happen? The kid's going to be like every Jew, right? On a Friday night after a good Shabbos meal, you go sit down on the couch to learn for a few minutes with a sefer, or maybe you're ambitious, you bring like three or four svarim, right? Next thing you know, you wake up, it's 2:30 in the morning. Okay, you go upstairs, you get into bed. No, anyone? been down that road before? Yeah. So to keep the kids awake, chotvin matzos means what? Grab the matzah out of their hands. Don't let the kids eat so much. You have to keep them a little bit hungry so that way they stay awake. Says the Rashbam, Chotvin misalkin esalecha miyada tinokos, so that they shouldn't fall asleep from all of the eating. Mitoch maichel harbe kederach atinok achar achilaso. V'shuv lo yishalu, then the kids aren't going to ask questions. Why? Because they're passed out at the table. Aval achshav kishachotvin me'an, if you take the matzah away from them, they won't fall asleep and they'll be able to ask questions. They won't fall asleep, says the Rashbam, because they won't eat kedei sava, they won't fill up too much, and they'll ask questions because they'll wonder, they'll be able to pay attention to all of the other strange and interesting things that are happening on the Seder night. So just the opposite of the Minhag Yisrael, of the children grabbing away the matzah. According to the Rishonim, unfortunately, this Gemara leaves us in the dark. The Gemara tells us that we're in fact grabbing the matzah out of the children's hands. Or like Rashi says, we're grabbing to get to the matzah quickly, because we don't want the children to fall asleep. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch, unfortunately it seems that this is it. This is how the story ends. Shulchan Aruch writes in Source 19, Tafayin Beis, Sif Aleph, your table should be set, should be ready to go. V'af imhu b'beis ha-medrash, if you think, I want to learn a little more preparation before I come to the Seder, no. Rather, Shulchan Aruch says, Yakum, b'beis ha-mitzvah l'maher, u'lecho b'shvil tinoko shelo yishna. You want to make sure that you get to the Seder, keep things moving. Chotvin matzos, like Rashi's pshat, like the Raivin's second pshat, that you want to what? Get to the matzah quickly so the kids will stay awake. So our boys said we're in big trouble. We thought we had a Gemara. We have a lot of poskim against us. Who is going to be able to save the Jewish children this Pesach? Rabosa, who's going to save the Jewish children? No? You know the answer. Who's it? Who? The Hailing of Rambam. Shkai. Everything in the last 2 weeks has been leading up to this year. Every time we've been talking about the Rambam, we always say the Hailing of Rambam. Why? Because if you want to know how a Jew lives his life, it's in accordance with the Rambam. And I've been saying for the last couple of days that the Rambam was written with Ruach HaKodesh. But now I'm going to back up my claim. I'm going to back up my claim. I've been saying it, but now I'm going to back up my claim. The Ravid, let's talk about the Ravid for a minute. The Ravid who argues on the Rambam, the Ravid was Kodesh Kadosh. You have to see what the other Gedolim of the generation of the Rishon, the Gedolim Rishon have said about the Ravid. The Rashba writes in a tshuva about the Ravid, the great opponent of the Rambam. The Rashba said, I'm not even worthy of arguing with this Arisha Bechabura, with the lion of a Talmud Chacham, the leader of the generation, the Ravid, the Halig Ravid. The Ran refers to the Ravid as one of the Avos HaOlam. That's how much respect and reverence he had for the Ravid. The Maharik writes in one place that the Ravid's Bekias, his breadth of knowledge throughout the entirety of Torah, was so clear that when the Ravid needed to search through the entirety of Shas to find something, it was like a person taking some wheat and just flipping it over. That's it. He could just scan through Shas back and forth like that to find whatever it is that he needed. The great Rishonim said about the Ravid. And the Ravid himself, writes in Hilchos Sukkah and Lulav, in source number 20, in Paraches, the Ravid writes, Amar Avram, in a comment on the Rambam, as he always does, Aleph Aleph, Amar Avram, Kvar Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Midrashenu Mikama Shanim. The Ravid says, our Beis Medrash is a Beis Medrash where Ruach HaKodesh, is found. Now, if this is true by the Ravid, is Kodesh Kadashim, right? But Klal Yisrael hold of the Rambam even more than they hold of the Ravid. And throughout the generations, all the Gedolei Rashi Yeshiva worked to what? To defend the Rambam against the Ravid. To show how the Rambam is always right. As much as we appreciate the Ravid. Look at listen to these words. The Rashba says, he was the greatest of the greatest. The Ram calls him one of the Avos HaOlam. And yet, the Rambam is even more revered in the eyes of Klal Yisrael. So if the Ravid himself says that there's Ruach HaKodesh in my Beis Medrash, so can you imagine the Ruach HaKodesh in the Beis Medrash of the Rambam? Take a look at source 21. The Vayish Moshe. Vayish Moshe is the sefer from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, not the father of the Rav. This was the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik from Switzerland. Sefer Tzadik V'Kodesh Levracha. And he writes a fascinating thing. He writes B'Shem the Netziv. V'Kvar Haya Maisa Ba'agona Netziv Zatzal Mivalajim. Shehikid Pamachas Sheyeiru V'Hizbir as Das HaRambam. So one time he was giving, Pamachas Bishuro. He was giving a shir one time and he explained the Shita of the Rambam. So they came to the Netziv afterwards and they said, Rabbeinu, it's a very nice pshat in the Rambam. It's a beautiful shir you gave. But they showed him, Herlo Acharkach Shar Rambam Gufo B'tshuva Mivar Dvar B'Derech Acharas. They came to the Netziv and they said, we have a tshuva written by the Rambam where the Rambam was asked about a particular comment he made in the Mishnah Torah. Yeah? And the Rambam responded in his responsa, in his tshuva. We have tshuvas to the Chachmei Luniel, for example, from the Rambam, where he wrote back to them and said, you asked me about something I wrote in Mishnah Torah, here's what I really meant. So the Netziv gave a whole pilpul to explain the Rambam. So they come to the Netziv and they say, it's a nice, you said a nice pshat, but guess what? The Rambam himself says that's not the pshat. We have a tshuva from the Rambam where he explains himself, b'derech acheres. What did the Netziv respond? This wasn't late Sanis or Mosai. It's a pretty serious Jew. Pasach va'amar kol sifri rabuseinu me'arishonim v'ad l'tkufas ha'pnei Yeshua nichtavu b'ruach hakodesh. All of the Rishonim up until including the Pnei Yeshua were written with the Ruach HaKodesh. V'sefer ha'yad shel Rambam kamuvin me'elav gamkin b'chal zeh. The Rambam certainly no less than any other Rishon. The reason Klal Yisrael is obsessed with analyzing the Rambam is because every single pen stroke the Rambam made in recording the Mishnah Torah was written with Ruach HaKodesh. So therefore what? How does that help the Netziv's shir? Where the Rambam himself explained himself differently? Elamasha kosa b'tshuva zeu peirusho shel Rambam lemasha kosa b'chibura ha'gadol v'adayin yesh makom lepeirushim nosafim ki ayin panam l'tam. That's the Rambam's pshat in the Rambam. And the Netziv says, now I'm going to tell you my pshat in the Rambam. You hear? The Rambam's tshuva is the Rambam's pshat in the Mishnah Torah. But I'll tell you what my own pshat is. I have my own pshat in the Rambam. Rambam was written with Ruach HaKodesh. The Rambam does not own the Mishnah Torah. The Mishnah Torah is written with Ruach HaKodesh. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. Shiv and Panim LaTorah. The Rambam can say whatever pshat he wants. The Rambam can say whatever pshat he wants. And Rav Chaim Brisker, by the way, plays by the same rules. This, I always say, even though we're recording, I'll say it, I have the courage to say it. This is one of the great secrets of the Brisker world. That the Rambam was written with Ruach HaKodesh. Now, no one talks about that. But you have to hold of that. If you don't hold of that, some of the beautiful Chiddushim of Rav Chaim Brisker are worthless, utterly worthless. For example, there's Reb Chaim Brisker in Hilchos Niskei Mamon, Dalet Dalet, where he has a whole shtickle in the Rambam. Yeah? There's many places, many Divrei Torah on the Rambam, where if you don't hold the Rambam during the Baruch HaKodesh, you could just say, that's not the Pshat. I'll show you a different girsa that the Rambam was using. Or I'll show you that the Rambam was misquoting a pasuk. Right? Rambam misquoting? No, we hold every letter, every word of the Rambam, right, to be Kodesh Kadoshim. So when Reb Chaim Brisker tries to say a pshat in Hilchos Niskei Mamon, and it's against the Rambam's own interpretation of himself, so you could say that's silliness, that's nonsense, or you could say no. You could say like the Nitziv said, that the Rambam doesn't own the Yad HaChazaka, and therefore Klal Yisrael are open and welcome to offer their own interpretations of the Rambam. So the Rambam was written with the Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, so Muskum Lakol, everyone agrees? Good? Good. So what does the Rambam say on this? Who can defend the Jewish children? Who can defend the Jewish children on Leila Seder? The Rambam in Ilchos Chametz Umatzah. Look how the Rambam brings the Gemara. We saw Rashi, we saw the Rashbam. Look how the Rambam, Chametz Umatzah Zayin Gimel, brings this Gemara. He says, in the context of all the changes we make on the Seder night, V'tzarech lasos shinoi b'layla zeh. We want the children to ask all sorts of questions. We do interesting things that they should say. Manishtan. Says the Rambam in the second line, how do we make these changes? What are some of the odd things that we do? We give out dessert. Klaios v'agozim was the ancient equivalent of dessert. Right? We give out nuts and candies to the kids before the meal. The kids say, why are we getting dessert before the meal started? We take away the food. Take the matzah, we lift the kara, we take it off the table before we even eat. So the kids say, why are you cleaning up? We didn't eat anything yet. The chotvin matzah, look what he says. Not like Rashi, not like Rashbam. Chotvin matzah, ze miyad ze. We grab matzah, ze miyad ze. We grab matzah out of each other's hands to get the children to ask. What exactly is the Rambam talking about here? We grab matzah from one hand to another hand. What does that mean? Maybe it goes back to our shiur from a couple Sundays ago, when the Chassam Sofer was juggling the Afikomen from hand to hand because it was so hot. Because it was mamish hot. It was infused with the meat. Right? His piece of matzah was infused with the basar of the carbon pesach. Okay, maybe. What does it mean, chod fin matzah zemiyadze? You grab matzah from one hand to the other hand. You grab out of each other's hands. What does that mean? There's a sefer called the Chok Yaakov. Chok Yaakov is Rav Yaakov Reischer, author of the Shilas and Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov. Author of the Iyun Yaakov, a commentary on the Ein Yaakov, lived in the 1600s, and he wrote a very important sefer on Hilchos Pesach called Chok Yaakov. It's always quoted. Mishnah Berurah quotes it a lot. It's quoted very often on Inyan Hilchos Pesach. The Chok Yaakov writes in Source 23, perhaps this Rambam is the source. The Rambam's interpretation really of the Gemara, Pesachim Kuftes, but this Rambam is the source for the holy minhag of children grabbing the Afikomen. The Efshir Shemizeh Nispashin HaMinhag. It could be that the Halakha Rambam in his presentation of you grab the matzah miyad liyad, perhaps this is the source that children should grab the afikomen from their parents. And if you look in the writings of Maharam Chalawa, Rav Moshe Chalawa, he's a Rishon, 1300s, a Talmud of the Rashba, learned by the Rashba's son, a very important work on Maseches Pesachim, Maharam Chalava. He quotes the Rambam. He writes, Perish Haram Bamzal. You see that? It took me forever to figure out what that meant. Perish Haram Bamzal, right? Gozlin Zemiyadze. He even uses, I was so excited when I saw this Maharam Chalava, because he says, what? He even uses the word Gozlin. It's not just chodfin, it's gozlin, it's back to gezela, it's geneva. You steal zemiyadze l'simcha, k'desha yishul atinokos, that the kids lo yishnu, they shouldn't fall asleep. And he quotes other sources, explanations of what it means chodfin matzos, but again, the Rambam perhaps is the one, more than anyone, who can save the minhag Yisrael. Now, we still have one hurdle to get past. Because again, if we want to talk about the Rambam, certainly b'zman hazeh, we need to seek the counsel of Rav Chaim Brisker. Because if anyone can interpret the Rambam for us, if anyone can tell us the true pshat in the Rambam, it's Rav Chaim Brisker. Who more than anyone put time and effort into opening up a certain depth within the Rambam than Rav Chaim Brisker? But unfortunately, if we go back to that Haggadah that we mentioned earlier, the Haggadah Mibeis Levi, Rav Chaim Brisker, in fact, does not agree with the Chok Yaakov's interpretation of the Rambam. The Chok Yaakov again says that the Rambam Chovetz ben Zemi, right, Mizyad Zeh, is in fact the minhag that the children steal the Afikoman. Says Rav Chaim Brisker, that's not at all what the Rambam meant. It's not at all what he meant. Says Rav Chaim Brisker in source 25, Ulam be'emes, the Rambam lo airi klal b'chatifas matzas Afikoman. Devadai ein la niach li tinokos latavas Afikoman. Rav Chaim Brisker, we saw earlier, didn't have this minhag, and now he's going to explain to us why. He says that's not at all what the Rambam meant. It's a perversion of the Rambam. It's not what he meant. We should not let the children take the Afikoman. Now he gives us a svara. Listen to this. Very interesting. If Afikoman takes the place of Karban Pesach, and again, as we learned, if you really know how to eat the Afikoman, you'll actually taste the Karban Pesach, like the Devei Chaim and so many other tzaddikim. But since the Afikoman is in place of Karban Pesach, who shall you ta'un shmira? Like any kachim, kachim requires what? Shmira. There can't be Hesach Hadas. Nifsal Hesach Hadas kashar kachim. So too, Hachanami, Tzarech Afikomen. If the Afikomen is going to be Zechel Karban Pesach, it requires Shmira. And therefore, says Rav Chaim Brisker, not only is Rambam not saying that you should steal the Afikomen, but perhaps it will disqualify your Afikomen. If your Afikomen is supposed to take the place of the Karban Pesach, then it requires Shmira, there can be no Hesach Hadas, and you can't have some kid running around the house looking for a hiding place to put the Afikoman until he collects his ransom. It simply can't be. So what in fact does the Rambam mean when he says, Chodfin Zemiyad Zeh? He gives a very interesting pshat. He says, normally the Gemara in Brachos tells us in Daf Mem Zayin that the Baal HaBayis is the one who's Botzeya, the one who cuts the bread. He's Poshet Yad of Tchila. He gets the first piece of bread. He eats first. It would be disrespectful for someone else, right, to come and grab a piece of challah before the Baal HaBayis himself takes a bite. However, on the Seder night, Chot Fin Zemiyadzeh means that on the Seder night, you're allowed to grab at the matzahs. You're allowed to grab at the matzahs. Why? It goes to fit nicely what we learned yesterday, the chashivas of achilas matzah. We waive the rules of Derech Eretz, and we allow you to breach Derech Eretz in your excitement to eat the matzah. That's all it means, Chot Fin Matzahs. We grab the matzahs. You don't have to wait to be served matzah. As soon as the matzahs, you're up to the step of the Seder to eat the matzah, you grab the matzah, and you don't necessarily have to follow the normal rules of Derech Eretz. This is Rav Chaim Brisker's interpretation of the Rambam. So Rav Bosa, we have a big problem here. We have Rav Chaim Brisker going up, one of the greatest minds of the previous generation, going up against who? Going up against the children of Klal Yisrael. What are we going to do? To argue on Rav Chaim Brisker on a Rambam is not a small thing. But again, like I said in the beginning, I think we have an obligation to do so. Mechilas quote Rav Chaim Brisker, we have to find a way, and we have to believe that just like the Rambam was written with a degree of Ruach HaKodesh, and is subject to many interpretations, and like we said earlier from Baba Basra, Yud Beis, Yud Beis, that Nevuah today is by the children, we have to trust, like Chazal say, we paskin halachas like this. Tosos has in many places in Shas. Go see what people do. And if this is Minhag Yisrael by so many people, it can't be, like we saw earlier from the Orach Chaim from Spinka, that it's a Minhag Hevel Ubadwe. It's just a nonsensical Minhag. There has to be a deep, deep explanation of Pnimis HaTorah for this Minhag. So what I'd like to try to do now is to defend this Minhag, to show that certainly what Rav Chaim Brisker says is something to think about from a halachic perspective, his interpretation of the Rambam. It's very hard to go up against Rav Chaim Brisker, befrat in an explanation of a Rambam. But I feel a sense of achrayus to Klal Yisrael and to the children of the Jewish people that we have to do what we got to do. And I think we'll make a compelling case for it. Okay? How are we going to do this? So we have to come back to our shir from Purim. On Purim we learned in the most awesome way, Maisa Avos Simul Labanim. We learned that Adam and Chava and the Nachash is stage one. And Yaakov and Esav is stage two. And Mordechai and Esther and Haman is stage three. And these are all the same themes recurring throughout history. That the same way that there was an Adam, and there was a Chava, and the Nachash tried to ruin them, there was a Mordechai, there was an Esther, and Haman tried to ruin them. Right? And that struggle between the kochos of negativity in the world, and kedusha in the world, is expressed perhaps even strongest in the battle between Yaakov and Esav. So let's go back to the sugya of Yaakov and Esav. Let's see if we can find the true source for stealing the Afikoman. Let's read a few psukim together in Parshas Toldos. It's time for Yaakov to receive the blessing from his father. Vayhi ki zaken Yitzchak. Vatichahena eina meraos. Yitzchak was getting old, his eyes were dimming. Vayikras Esav b'no ha'gadol. Vayomer elav b'ni. Vayomer elav hineni. V'yomer hinei no zakanti lo yadati yom mosi. Yitzhak recognizes that he's coming to the end of his life. So he turns to his son Esau. Va'ata, so na chelecha. Tell Yechav v'kashtecha. Gather up all of your hunting tools. V'tzei asadeh v'tzu li tzayin. And bring me the food that I enjoy so much. Asaleim v'asalei v'asali mat'amim kasher ahavti. V'aviya li v'ochela. Bring me the delicious food that you always bring me. Bavur tevarechecha nafshi b'terem amus. I want to give you a bracha before I die. Rivka in Pasuk Hay overhears what's happening. And she sees what's happening, that Esau's heading out to the field. Pasuk Vav, Rivka Amr El Yaakov Bina Lemor, Hine Shemati Es Avicha Medaber El Esav Achicha Lemor, Hevi Ali Tzayid, Vaseh Li Matamim, Vaochela. This is it, we're in big trouble here. He's about to get the brachos. Vavarecha Lefnei Hashem, Lefnei Mosi. Va'ata B'nei. So Rivka turns to Yaakov. She says, Yaakov, I know you're the Ish Emes. And I know it's against your nature. But I need a big favor from you. And the whole world needs a big favor from you. Shema b'koli l'asher ani mitzav osach. Lech na el etzon v'kach li misham shnei gedia izim toivim. Go bring me two delicious animals. Ve'aseh osam matamim l'avicha. And I will cook the meat, I will prepare it. Kasher ahe for your father the way that he loves it. Ve'avesa l'avicha v'achal. You will go in the guise of an Esav to your father with the food. Ba'avur ashe yivarechecha lifnei moso. That you in fact will get the bracha instead of Esav. Rashi immediately on the spot. Before you get into any of the Svarim HaKadoshim, before you start poking around in some of the deeper works, the deepest sefer of all is Rashi. Rashi also, Pashut, written with Ruach HaKodesh. Rashi asks a very simple question. What do you mean, bring Shnei Gidayei Izim? How much meat is Yitzhak going to eat? What do you need two Gidayei Izim for? Says Rashi, source 27. V'chi Shnei Gidayei Izim, haya machalo shal Yitzhak. Why do you need two? You need one for Karban Pesach, and you need one for what? For Shulchan Aruch, for the rest of the meal. It was Pesach. Apparently it was Pesach. This story, the night that Yaakov went to receive the brachos from Yitzchak, in the disguise of an Esav, apparently took place on the night of Pesach. The Sifzei Chachamim says, I'll give an interesting svar why that's so. So there's a column, of course, famous super commentary on Rashi. V'nir Ali, de Pesach nolad Yitzchak. We know from Chazal that Yitzchak was born on Pesach. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamale, the Yameim Shel Tzadikim, Hashem gives Tzadikim that they die on their birthdays. They live full years. They live out their days. And therefore, if Yitzchak says, I'm about to die, well, presumably, it's his birthday. When was his birthday? Pesach. So apparently, this sugya, this story, this incident was taking place Vadai Pesach Haya, he says. So that's what the Sifzei Chachamim suggests, using a very good Chazal-driven svar. But we don't have to guess, Rabosai, because Chazal tell us. Rashi just told us that one is for the Karban Pesach. Where did Rashi get this from? He got it from the Medrash Pirkei Derab Eliezer. Now there's different schalos of Pirkei Derab Eliezer. Some versions appears in Perek Lamed Aleph, some versions appears in Perek Lamed Beis. There are slight differences as well, very important differences in the different editions. Okay, I took the edition that appears on the Bar Ilan thing, right? It's the Chorev edition of Pirkei Derab Eliezer. Over there it's in Perek Lamed Aleph, and other editions it's in Perek Lamed Beis. But what does it say there? It says that it was Pesach. No question about it. I have to figure out, well, he's going to die, so it's probably his birthday, so it's probably Pesach. Mefurash. He gia leil yom tov ha-Pesach. V'kara Yitzchak la'isa b'nau ha-gadol v'amar b'ni. Ha-layla zeh ha-al-yonim omrim shira. It is leil Pesach. It is an important night. Ha-layla zeh otros tolalim niftachim. It's a night of tremendous bracha. Ha-yom hazeh birchas tolalim. We're going to recite Tal. Aseli matamim, give me the delicious food so I can give you a bracha. And when Rivka overheard this, Rivka says to Yaakov the same thing. This is a night of tal, this is a night of bracha, this is a night of shefa, this is Leil HaSeder, and you think we're going to let Esav cater? Esav's going to be the caterer for such a night? No way. You need to go get two animals, bring them to me, I will prepare the goats, I will prepare the Karban Pesach, and you will serve it to your father and receive the bracha. Now if you go on in the Pesukim, and you read the Pesukim carefully, you see that everything has to do with the Leil HaSeder. If you go on in the Pesukim, when it comes time to actually bring the food to Yitzchak, in source 30, what does it say? V'atitein, Rivka prepares the food, V'atitein as hamatamim, v'as halecha. She prepares the bread. Hasher osa b'yad Yaakov b'na. What's this bread? Pasuk 30, source 31, Pasuk Chaf Hei. Yeah, Yaakov walks into the room. Vayomar higisha li, right? Yitzchak is suspect. He's not sure what's going on here. Give me some of the food, and I will bless you. Vayagesh lo, vayochel, vayaveh lo yayin vayesht. Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the time of the Krah, in source 32. What's going on here? What is this lechem? No one mentioned lechem up to this point. And what are these cups of wine that he's drinking after he eats? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, quotes Rashi, Pesach haya. It was Pesach. One was for the Karban Pesach, one was for Mat'amim, which he explains here, Hainu l'chagiga, as the Baal Turim explains. And therefore it says, V'titin asa Mat'amim v'asa lechem. What was the lechem, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky? By lechem hainu matzah. And therefore, a few psukim later, Pasuk Hafeg, Higisha li v'ochla mitzed b'ni, v'yagesh lo, v'yochol, v'yaveh lo yayin v'yesh. What is the wine that he's drinking after the achila? V'haynu ha-kosos ha-achron midalit kosos, sh'shosin achar ha-pesach. After he ate Karban Pesach, he was finishing up the Seder. Why, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, does it say, v'yaveh lo, he brought it to him? Didn't he bring it to him already? Didn't he already bring the wine? Why is he bringing it again? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you don't think Yitzchak followed Shulchan Aruch? Everyone knows in Siman Taf Ayin Gimel that you don't pour your own wine on the Seder night. So the vayavelo yayin is referring to the pouring of the wine so that Yitzchak can finish up his Seder. Gavaldik. So Yaakov got in there. He serves his father a magnificent meal. And now Yaakov is ready to receive the bracha. What was the bracha that he got? Source 33. Pasuk Chavches. Vayitin lo Elokim. Mital HaShamayim. Mital HaShamayim. Why is that the bracha? There's an interesting sefer called the Minchas Eliyahu. The Minchas Eliyahu, right, more famously known for his sefer, Shevet Musar, or the Medrash Talpios. I mentioned him the other week, in the Sichos Musar that I gave. Rav Eliyahu HaKohen Izmir, Turkey. Who was he? He was a very, very great Sephardi Jew. And he writes in the Minchas Eliyahu, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Matam Berchu Yitzchak Liyakov Vital. Why is this the bracha? Why do you give him the bracha of Tal? Yadua, it's well known. Sha'osu ayom haya Pesach. Telachain tzivsul arifka likach shnei gidiyim. One for Karban Pesach, one for the Karban Chagiga, like it says in the Medrash. Telachain, it's the Dabar Pashut, he says. Berchu Yitzchak Vital, Sheva Pesach, Sha'olan al Tal. Pesach. Everything about the night had to do with Pesach. What happens? He gets the bracha. Gavaldik. Everything worked out beautifully. And he's on his way out of the room. Yitzchak finishes the bracha. Just as he's about to walk out, one of the most fearful moments in the Torah, where Yaakov and Esav are about to cross each other at the threshold. And Chazal say that Yaakov, in fact, when Esav walked in, Yaakov hid behind the door and then snuck out. If you look in the writings of the Rimanov, or Menachem Mendel Rimanov, the Menachem Tzion, and there's Drushim LePesach, in source 36, he brings a very interesting thing. The Isa B'Medrash, where it's bolded, the Medrash says in Bereishis Rabba, on that Pasuk, V'yach Yatzo Yatzo Yaakov, Sha'omad Acharei HaDelas. Where was Yaakov hiding? Behind the door. Perish. Shemina Yisrael, Sha'poyschin HaDelas, B'Shah, Sha'omim Shvol Chamascha. Yaakov walks out of the room, right? Shol Chamascha Agayim. He opens the door and he sees the enemy of the Jewish people standing there. Shol Chamascha Agayim. As he's hiding behind the door, he says, he utters a tefillah. Kodesh Baruch Hu, protect me from this wicked Russia Esav. You know I got the brachos for a very good reason, to try to bring Kedusha to this world. Don't allow this Esav to ruin it. Ukeshigia Yitzchak Lezeh, Holach Yaakov Leftoach Hadelas, right? There was a minhag. Yitzchak was having a Seder. And Yitzchak asked, Yaakov, go open the door for me, so I can greet Eliyahu Navi. V'ra'az Esav balakraso, and that's when Yaakov hid behind the door, and that's when Esav started crying, give me a bracha, give me a bracha, I also want a bracha, and it was too late to get a bracha. Why was it too late to get a bracha? Why couldn't Yitzchak also give Esav a bracha? Esav's crying, and he's begging, and he's, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do. Source 37, V'yomar ba'achicha v'mirma, your brother came, and he tricked me into getting the bracha. He stole your bracha. What do you want from me? Nothing I can do. Says the Targum, says the Unkelis. V'amar, ol achuch b'chachmasa. Your brother came with wisdom. That's not what mirma means. Mirma means trickery. Why does the Targum feel forced to translate mirma as chachmasa? This is a question that bothered many, many Sfar. So I found, probably about a year ago, in the Chachmas Chaim from Rav Zonenfeld, Rav Zonnenfeld in the Chochmas Chaim, in source 39 in Parshas, told us, answers this question and helps us to wrap up the puzzle. In Yitzchak Amar B'Mirma, Ma Ra Unkel is the Targum B'Chochmas. Why did Targum feel a pressure to translate? Why did Unkelis, right? Goes back to really our Sinai. Why do we have a Kabbalah that the Targum for Mirma is wisdom? What was the wisdom? What was the wisdom in the trickery? Says Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Again, many others explain this as well. Amnam Ha'isak Kan Chochma Gedola Mitzad Yaakov. Yaakov was using such brilliant and clever techniques to protect the bracha from Esav. Ki alo Esav ta'an shiakum avi v'yochol gam yamatamim shehu hechin. Esav says to Yitzchak, I made you a delicious feast. Come! I know eating is a prerequisite for bracha. So, come, eat some of the delicious food I made for you, and you'll give me a bracha. And you'll say, what? You don't have any more room to eat? There's always room for dessert. You'll find a little room for it. Eat a little something. Give me a bracha. Right? What did Yaakov do? How did Yaakov block Esav? When Yaakov fed Yitzchak Afikoman, Kielo Pesachaya, and therefore Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikoman, Esav comes in and he says, take something to eat and give me a bracha. I can't. I'm not allowed to eat anything at this point. And therefore I can't give you a bracha. This was the Chachmasa. This was the great wisdom. Using the Chachmasa Torah to what? To trick his brother to get away from the evil Esav and to receive the Birchas Yitzchak. And concludes the Chachmas Chaim, says Rav Zonnenfeld, how do I know that I'm correct? V'heichan merum is kan afikomen, b'mirma is b'gematri afikomen. Your brother came b'mirma gematri afikomen. And that same Remez, the Minchas Eliyahu that we mentioned earlier brings, and the Rimanov and the Menachem Sion that we mentioned in Source 36 brings, and the Imre Noam from Jacob develops this idea as well, that everyone brings b'mirma is b'gematri afikomen. And this way, Esav will not be able to get a bracha. Rabosai, to wrap up, if you remember what we learned Purim time about Adam and Chava and sort of the battle for the bracha that goes throughout history, I want to chazer over a few of the Mayim Makomos that we learned at that time. In the Medrash Rus HaKadosh, which is part of the Zohar Kadosh, part of Sifrei Kabbalah, it says that when Adam HaRishon sinned, he was punished with what? With 10 curses. When were those curses undone? In Source 41, the Gra, in his Hadros Kodesh, in his Hagos, on the Medrash Rus HaKadosh, the Gra says, those 10 curses, and he tells us what the 10 curses were, those 10 curses that were given to Adam were removed through what? Through the brachos that Yaakov received from Yitzchak. Because we know that Yaakov looked like Adam HaRishon, so the Gemara in Bava Metzia says. He had the same appearance, the same image was on his face that appeared on the face of Adam HaRishon. And therefore says the Gra in Source 41 where it's bolded, the Kenegdan Kenegid those 10 klalos, Nisbarich Yaakov Basara Brachos Neged Klalos Adam. The fixing, the tikkun of the klala, right? When everything went wrong in the world of Gan Eden, Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael, Yaakov being the father of Klal Yisrael, would pave a new path, would correct and fix that which was wrong. And now we understand, in a very, very deep way, why it is that Yaakov needed to what? To use mirma, to use trickery. Why did Yaakov Dafka have to get to bring a tikkun to Adam Rishon through trickery? Why couldn't Yaakov, like a mensch, go before Yitzchak, not disguised as an Esav? Why couldn't he go in like a mensch and say to his father, listen, Esav's a Rasha, and I bought the Bechorah, and I'm entitled to this bracha. Why did he Dafka have to restore that bracha through trickery? So the Gra in his commentary to the Sifra Tznius, again another section of the Zohar in Source 42, says so beautifully. Ha'inyan, ki lakichas ha-brachos mimenu ba'arama haya. Why did Yaakov have to trick to get the brachos? Kamo shirima ha-nachash l'adam ha-rishon. Zelu ba-zel, selokim, mida k'negen mida. The only way to rectify what went wrong in Gan Eden is to Dafka do the same thing. The nachash tricked you into klala. We're going to trick Esav, the embodiment of the nachash, back to bracha. Kain rima Yaakov le-Esav. V'natales delay. She Yaakov shufrei the Adam. Because even though Yaakov is the Ish Tam Yoshev Olin, and he's the Ish Emes, titen Emes li Yaakov. But when you're dealing with a Rasha like an Esav, you have to know how to trick. The Esav shall anachash. Esav was the Nachash. And Yaakov was Adam Rishon. V'lachein rima achshav oso. Like it says in Tehillim Perek Yud Ches, imikesh tispatol. With a trickster, you have to do tricks. When you're dealing with someone like a Nachash, an Esav, you're allowed to trick back. The Esav natal begadlov shal Adam HaRishon, and this was mamish, a complete vina hafachu, a complete restoration of the brachos. So Rav Ossai, now you know. Now you know for sure, in a very deep way, an understanding of this Minhag Yisrael. Why is it that the children have to go on the Seder night? That the Seder night, the children have to go, and not just, like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, take the Afikomen. No, no, no. We need to steal. We need to use trickery to get a blessing, to get a prize. Right? Mom, Dad, I want a new 10-speed bike, but you're not eating Afikomen this year. Why? Why is that? The answer is because this is Mamish. It's Tolei Bahare Kodesh. And Mamish goes back to the beginning of time. And this is the night where we say, again, like we said on Purim, once and for all, the same way that the Purim story was again a solidifying of the Birchas Yitzchak to Yaakov, to say the Brachas are ours and not Esau's, and that whatever the Nachash tried to do long ago, we're able to metake and bring Geula. This is exactly where we're trying to be Mekayim on the Seder night by stealing the Afikoman. And just in case you're not sure, the final source, in case you're not sure, if you read a long tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, and you want to know, you say, Rav Moshe, you're Mamish a genius, and there's so much alum this year, I can't work through it, I just want to know, Lamaisa, is ketchup considered a davar lach, right? Can I dip into it on Shabbos? Can I, like, right? I just wanted the punchline. I'm interested in the alumnus. Yeah, I understand. Mr. Marshall, okay. Right? Dover Bush. Just bottom line, can I use the ketchup or not? Right? So what do you do? If you ever want to know a psak, you're reading a long tshuva from Chacham Avad Yosef and Yechav Adas. Baruch Hashem, they printed it in such a nice way. You know what they did for us? At the end they write, Sikum. Bottom line. Right? Ravadi says, this is what you can do. Whenever you want to know the punchline, right? So after a whole long thing, you just look at the end where you read the little summary at the end, and you get the punchline. The same thing is true. You read Sefer Rus, and you're trying to figure out, Rus, there's this girl, she's a Moavi, a lot of machlokas, can she convert, can she not convert? Bottom line, she's good or she's not good. You go to the end of Rus, how does Rus end? It says, the lineage of David HaMelech. It's okay, so that's it. There's a lot of back and forth, there's a lot of handling. But bottom line, this is Mashiach. Right? Rus is accepted as the great-great-grandmother of David HaMelech, of Mashiach. So if you want to know the punchline of the Seder, after a whole long night, lots of things, and you want to make sure you didn't miss the main message, so you read the end of the Seder. How does the Seder end? The Seder ends with a beautiful tefillah and a beautiful, very, very deep song called Chad Gadya. And Chas V'Shalom, a person should treat it as nothing other than a silly song. Says the Gra in his parish of Chad Gadya. Klal Gadol Etzleinu, Shekol HaTovos Shehayu, V'Sheyiyu Od, Bein Bolam Hazeh, Bein Bolam Haba, Es Kulam Yerashnu Me'avoseinu, Be'eis Shebirach Yitzchak Es Yaakov. If you want to know what the whole Seder night is about, it's about solidifying our right to Birchas Yitzchak. That the brachos that Yaakov got from his father Yitzchak belong to us and to no one else. V'lulei HaBrachos Chasarnu Es Kol. If not for that moment in history, we'd have nothing. And if you want to know, Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. Why do we repeat the refrain twice? One little goat? So why don't we just say two little goats? What's one little goat, one little goat? Because it was the Shnei Gidi Ezim that Rivka told Yaakov to take in order to set up this great Mirma, the Mirma Gematria Afikomen, in order to make this whole magnificent plan work out, to steal away the brachos, and to be able to say, and therefore we end the night with Chad Gadya, to give us a context to the whole avodah of the Leil HaSeder. Lakach chozer l'rosh b'chol pa'am. Kimiyad shegavar yad Yisrael chozer lo kol ha'brachos. There's this constant struggle. It's back and forth. There's going to be cats and dogs and all sorts of other things. Sticks and fire. And oxen and slaughterers and malach ha'maves. But also Kadosh Baruch at the very end. Chad Gadya, Chad Gadya. Ulevesof, yef kulanu kol ha'brachos b'mehera b'yameinu amein. Says the Vilna Gaon. So Amir Tzashem, we should all come to the Seder night. And there's only so much I can say against such a list of Gedolei HaPoskim. From the Stipler to Shlomo Zalman, to Rav Chaim Brisker, to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, to so many others, to the Alter Rebbe. There's so many people, for whatever very deep reasons, the Munkacher, so many people said, this is not the way to do things. But I think based on what we learned today, I think we can at the very least tell our children, and tell whoever at the table, and we should be those children, who are involved in stealing the Afikomen, because we're mamish, we're stealing back the Birchas Yaakov. We're solidifying our claim to the bracha that truly does belong to us. We're being metakein everything that went wrong back in Gan Eden. And Emir Tzashem, when we commit ourselves to these brachos, we commit ourselves to the Minhag Yisrael, even a silly minhag, like singing Chag Gadya or stealing Afikomen, what seems superficially silly, and Mirza Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see within that avoda such a deep message, and in fact we should be zochet to the Gula Shleim of Nehera B'Yameinu Amen.